Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Lyrical swords, boom. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder and our myth today. I would like to greet my listening audience as well as my distinguished panelists in our greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right. Well, welcome back to Study Group. Put on the new man. And it is my distinguished honor to bring to you a man that is not only passionate, but he's also compassionate, and a man who is devoted to Islam, and a man who is devoted to teaching us Islam, and a man who is my minister, my brother, my friend. Please allow me to present Student Minister James Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, Assistant Guru, and to our esteemed panelists, Brother Student Minister Tony Muhammad, the West Coast representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, it's very difficult to recover from these glorious introductions, Sister Gidget, that you bestow upon me. Sometimes you make me tiresome, but we are honored. Literally honored and very, very, very appreciative for the gracious extension of time that you have given to us and allowing us to host this show. I want to thank you publicly. We thank first and foremost Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. We thank him for his Christ, and certainly we thank him for that one through whom, through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we have been given grace and redemption and salvation, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It is my great privilege and honor to introduce to many of you and present to you, to many of you, the honored and honorable guest panelists that we are blessed to host this evening. He is my brother, first and foremost, Brother Student Minister, Regional Student Minister Tony Muhammad. I've known him for, I think, a little over 15 years when he was in Atlanta, and I watched him as the minister appointed him to the West Coast Regional Office, and he has been doing a magnificent job. I want to say on a personal note that my brother never hesitates to come to my side, particularly in recent times. Whenever I was troubled and in need of counsel and spiritual upliftment. So I want to thank you, Brother Minister Tony, publicly for that, for being my brother, my friend, a student minister that is very representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and principles for which he stands. So at this time, I'd like to, again, present to some of you and introduce to many of you our beloved brother and student regional representative of the West Coast and Nation of Islam, Student Minister Tony Muhammad.
Wa
alaikum salam. And certainly, at this time, you have the mic for any opening remarks you'd like to make.
Well, thank you, dear brother. Well, first, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I too bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who appeared to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is certain forever due. To that great national, international and eternal leader of the Nation of Islam, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to that great champion and servant, that one who in this dispensation of time, he was the man responsible for rebuilding and putting us back on the fast track of the resurrection of the dead. Black man is a champion of black people and oppressed people, no matter where they may be found. Black man today is the Honorable Minister Louis Parker. And dear Brother James, it's in their holy and righteous name that I give you, dear Sister Bridget, and to this wonderful listening audience, all of you, and the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum as well. Dear brother and sister, I'm honored, you know, beyond measure. And I pray to Allah that as I keep my eye on the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and follow his divine guidance, that I can grow to be more honored and honorable to serve black people who need divine guidance, they need divine servants like we never have in any part of time. And so whatever it takes and whatever one has to go through to make himself qualified to be a servant of the people, to be a lifter of the people, I am willing to go through whatever it takes to help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to save every black man and woman in America, every round bread and red and yellow man in America that we possibly can in this hour. So I thank you, dear brother. I thank you and Sister Gidget for just having a show like this to where we can bring to the public wisdom that's so pregnant from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that if it is understood right, and seen right, that this great wisdom will grow that new man and that new woman, and it will eradicate the 6,000 years and the 400,000 years of some of the worst suffering and treatment that any people have ever gone under. And I pray to Allah that what we will say today will be guided by God, that we may begin to get our people to think, to focus in on the time and what must be done, that great subject that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been doing now for the last 7 to 8 weeks, which he will do 52 weeks straight. And in that, he will be making predictions called prophecies that you will see unfold right before our very eyes. So I'm honored to share my view, my understanding of this man and this great work and mission of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I bear witness of what it can do for one who was going in a wrong direction, but one who heard the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through his servant. Amen. In my humble judgment, that I pray that before we get off of this call today, that I'm able to share the light on who he is and how he can be viewed in Scripture. Because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is a type of which we will make parallel proof and point to a man that this whole world have been looking for, that they don't really have to look for anymore. We just have to open our eyes and observe. So I'm honored, dear brother, and I'm ready to get started to share our understanding and exegesis of Scripture. But when that Bible is understood by black and oppressed people, it is a book written in coded language and parables and metaphors and similes. But we, from the mouth and from the mind of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, we are being given the meaning of that book and the prophecies that are being fulfilled right before our eyes. So I am so honored, Brother James, as I have known you for nearly 20 years, as you have said. And not only have I come to your aid, but you have been a brother for me, and you have reciprocated that love, and you've shown, and you're an example of that part of the Quran that says, I want for my brother what I want for myself. And so I'm ready to be used as a servant to answer any questions, to be ask any questions, and what I will not do, and I promise, if I don't know the answer to any question, I'm not going to be no fool and act like I can answer it. But, man, I have a master teacher that I can go to and get any answer to any question that is asked of us today, if there are any questions to be asked. So thank you for this sign.
Thank you,
thank you again for those wonderful opening remarks, Brother Minister Tony. And for those of you who are tuning in for your first time this evening to this show, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as Minister Tony has expressed, and you have heard reiterated, that has embarked upon a 52-week lecture series titled The Time and What Must Be Done. And after he made his announcement that he was embarking upon these lecture series, he asked of us, particularly the young, that we would, through social media and whatever means of communication that we use, to be in touch one with the other, to dialogue one with the other, to expand and promote this theme, the time, and what must be done, to create dialogue and to expand it. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we have come to know, is a man that does not make from the hip frivolous decisions. His decisions are made by revelatory communication with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and, of course, Allah God himself. And so I'd like to, as I always do every week, give scriptural support for what the minister has asked of us. And I'll be reading from the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the 10th verse, wherein it reads, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." In pursuit of those instructions and to that end, we are taking on certain highlighted points that the minister gave in his lecture, the 9th installment, actually the 8th and 9th of the time, and what must be done. And Brother Minister, we want to pose to you some questions out of those points, one of which is when the minister had mentioned that a new people were made for a specific purpose, and these people have had power and sway. Is everyone with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I heard the music. I thought we were...
incompleteness, he went back into himself to establish a law to complete that which he started. So when you look at this new ruler, you look at this new people, dear brother, this Caucasian man, he's doing a work. He's doing a work, in my humble opinion, on behalf behalf of God or with the permission of God to usher in a time that will put an end, dear brother, to all lies, to all wickedness, because that Caucasian man is a man who actually came up out of us, and then we were placed under him so that God could kill dissatisfaction in the black man and perfect us under the rule of wickedness so that we would dislike it and hate it so much so that we would welcome in the new kingdom of heaven, which will be a day and a time of eternal peace. That's the short version of it, dear brother, in the perspective of time that we have. That's my opinion, that God was using them to help perfect us, to purify us, because when you want to clean something, brother, you have to have an agitator. You can't put clothes in a washing machine and just put water and soap there without having an agitator. He represents that agitative force that will make the black man so strong under his wicked rule that we would grow under a new teaching ourselves and become a new being and become more like God ourselves, getting rid of evil and wickedness forever. We needed to come into contact with the wicked aspect and that wicked germ that was found in us. And I think we've had enough of it. And I think we are sick of living under lies and murder and mayhem. And I see that God are moving the forces now to first get that out of us and then remove it out of the world. That's my little viewpoint.
Excellent, and thank you for that answer. I want to, for our listening audience, to keep in mind that this is a show that you can call in on and also participate by being online with your questions or comments. And Sister Gidget, if you would, could you let the listeners know exactly how to participate via phone and, of course,
brother,
online?
Brother's name? I'm sorry. Your phone is sounding distorted. You're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
Are you on speaker?
No, I'm not on speaker. Can you hear me better now?
No, you're still breaking up a little bit.
How about now?
Yes, sir. We hear you fine.
Okay,
hey,
brother,
sorry about it.
Yes, sir.
Brother James, let me say this to your audience. As we have been taught from the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because a lot of times people want to know, why is it that we, the Muslims, followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, use the Bible all the time? Well, we're taught that that is the book of scripture. And in the word scripture is the word script. We were taught that our ancient fathers, who were untouched by this ruler, were so powerful in our thinking that we could pre-write things before they would even happen. We wrote 25,000 years in advance. So just like I'm here in Los Angeles, and you have writers who write scripts, see, in Hollywood, and after that script has been written, it is given to a casting director. Then that casting director take actors and actresses and see who can fit these parts and roles that need to be played out in this script or scripture. Well, the Bible is such a book. And every prophecy to your listening audience, I beckon you, take every prophecy that's in that Bible. You can take those prophecies out, superimpose them over black people in America, and you will find out that we fit every prophecy of that Bible all the way up to Jesus. See, we fit it like a glove, and it's easy to decode. You can take any scripture. You can take
any prophecy. You could take anything that happened to any people of old. It happened to us too. In fact, we are the direct fulfillment, and that Bible is only 6,000 years old, and it's talking about right now. So I wanted to give our listening audience who might not have gone to theological cemetery school where they kill preachers instead of make them lively, that book is not hard to understand if you take everything you read and compare it with us. Lay it on top of New York. Lay it on top of Tampa. Lay it on top of Miami. Lay it on top of Atlanta, New York, and L.A. You'll find out we are the people that those scriptures are talking about. I just wanted to lay that as a backdrop. So as we are delineating from scripture, see, we want to argue in the best of manner. Or we want to say, could it be that that is happening again? Because Moses was told by God that another people was going to suffer like his people, and he was going to raise one like Moses in the last day. See, the question is, in order for God to raise one like Moses, he's going to have to be a people like the children of Israel, see, and that is us, in a strange land among some strange people. So I just want your listening audience to know any prophecy that they can bring up to us between you, myself, Brother Jihad, is he, if he's there, but we can show the people where we fit every one of those scriptures.
Beautiful. Thank you, Brother Minister. And I'd like to pose a question regarding that particular point. However, I wanted Sister Gidget to inform the audience, for those who may be on listening and may not know how they can participate in this dialogue. And then I'll pose the question that I had in mind. But thank you very much for your wonderful words. So, Sister Gidget, if you can hear me, I hope the technical difficulty has been resolved with my phone. But can you hear me?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay. Excellent. Could you inform our listening audience, for those who may not know, how they can participate in this dialogue?
Yes, sir. For those of you who are calling by phone, please press 1 on your keypad, and I will know that you have a question. For those of you who are in the chat room, please type in your question, and I will ask it on your behalf. And Minister James, do you mind if I just take like about 30 seconds to say something to Minister Tony?
Absolutely not. Go right ahead, dear sister.
Minister Tony, I know you may not be aware of this, but this is the Nation Building Network. And this is a network that was started out of the Nation Building Facebook group. And what you probably don't even remember is that when you and I became Facebook friends, you actually placed me in that group. And out of that group, I guess with my, how can I put it, lack of procrastination, this network was actually born. So we started out doing one show a month. And now we're doing 7 shows a week, and we are averaging about 40,000 listeners a month. So I just wanted to tell you that had it not been for you putting me in Nation Building Group, this network, over 200 and something shows, a network family of 13 people would have never, never come into existence. So, Brother, I was trying to get in touch with you, which you know, because I wanted to take the time to thank you, because I know you had no idea of what you've done, but I thank you and I honor you, sir, and I really appreciate you putting me in that group, because look what Allah has done. So thank you, Brother Minister Tony.
Sister, you just knocked me out with that. And you've already thanked me by evolving it to where it is now. So your thing is certainly appreciated, but you more so have demonstrated it, because I'm continuously trying to make up all the wrong that I have done in my life, you know, so thank you. But that knocked me out. I had no idea. So here we are, you know. All praises are due to Allah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I just wanted to share that with you, sir. Thank you again.
No, you're very, very welcome. Thank you.
Well, that's excellent. And, you know, we never know, by the grace of Allah, the kind of impact that we have with whatever we do or say to whomever we do it or say it. So we must be very, very, very careful with whoever we come in contact with. And we must never devalue our word. You taught me that, Brother Tony. But we must never devalue the importance of what we do of good and how it impacts upon a wide range of people. We never know the fruit of it.
That's right, dear brother. Well, we do know when you do right and you have the right intentions behind it, it multiplies and it grows. And that's what the time represents. You see, the symbol of time, timetable, the symbol that represents that is the symbol of an X. See, so it's no time to add, it's no time to subtract, it's time to multiply.
That's absolutely right.
So let's bring it on, brother. I'm on and I'm ready for questions or whatever.
I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it and I can feel your spirit. I wanted to just share with you and also pose the question regarding the absence of preaching on the judgment in the church. You know, we're living in a time where we're coming to the close of a particular world and mindset. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan mentioned that preachers in the church are not preparing the people properly to get through this judgment and this close of an old world and the opening up of the new. I'd like you, Brother Tony, to make whatever comments you'd like to make regarding that.
Well, two things, dear brother. There is a certain group of pastors who have been ordained by our enemy. And so, therefore, you have a group of pastors who speak Jesus, but their hearts are far removed from Jesus. They have actually made a deal with Satan. What do you mean, made a deal? Well, remember, Jesus was approached by Satan. And Satan offered him the whole world, as far as the eye could see.
That's
but
right.
That Jesus said to Satan, "Get thee behind me, Satan." But these particular pastors, because we're living in a time in a down economy, if you listen to most of the pastors, they're on this prosperity tip. Well, where did that doctrine come from? Where did the doctrine of prosperity? When did we seek after lucre? When was our only role was to go after money? When Jesus said, "Render unto Caesar what is Caesar?" That's one group. So therefore, a group of them have made an agreement with Satan to uplift his kingdom and not talk about bringing in the kingdom of God, because in order for God's kingdom to be brought in, this one got to go.
That's right.
That's that group. So they have bought into the mission of Satan to keep Satan in power. Some of them are doing it knowingly. Some of them are doing it unknowingly. Then there is a group of them who mean well. They are just ignorant. Ignorant means absent of knowledge. They are sincere. But the scripture says of that group, how will they know except they have a teacher? And how will they have a teacher unless this man is sent to them? And this is why the master teacher is on the scene today, and this is why the master teacher
is now put himself in a classroom that he now may teach the world. And in the Christian church, they have a song about Jesus got the whole world in his hand. Well, that Jesus of 2,000 years ago could not have had the whole world in his hand. They did not have the means of transportation then that we have now. They did not have the social information highway that we have now. But there's a Jesus on the scene today through social media who now got the whole world in his hand. And now those sincere preachers, see, who are like sheep, whom we have to now gently guide, go listen to your brother. Go listen to the truth and his explanation of the exegesis of Scripture. And you will see many of those preachers will be touched by the Spirit, the anointing Spirit that's in Minister Farrakhan. In fact, Minister Farrakhan is that voice. He is that Jesus that we have been waiting for, and I can prove that in 2 minutes. So there's a group of them who are waiting on the master teacher. See, David was the master teacher of his time of the musician. And a preacher is like a musician. His mouth, his vocal cords, and rhythm from the sound of his mouth is like an instrument. But there's a man on the scene who knows how to put those instruments together to make a tune that will wake up the dead. And that man is Farrakhan. So there's a group, brother, that done damn sold out. Just to put it straight up street. It's a group that done sold out, and it's a group that's sincere. They're just ignorant and misled. But when they hear Farrakhan, see, teaching from their book, they will be able to mount up in their pulpits now. They can't teach the judgment. Hell, they don't know it. They can't teach the time. They don't know what time it is. They need a man who knows what time it is to give them the time. And then Minister Farrakhan, with his ability to multiply the truth of what he knows. See, he is the multiplier, and they will become the multiplicand. And that's what you are going to see, brother. We're at that time now where truth is going to move out like lightning speed. And so you have those two groups. You got one that's turned into a goat, and then you have another group that's a sheep. And these goats are going to follow Satan, and the sheep-type pastors are going to follow Farrakhan.
Wonderful. All praise is due to Allah. I don't wish to dominate the questions. I'd like to extend, Sister Gidget, at this time, do you have a question, or is there someone in queue that would like to make a comment or question to our brother?
Well, before you form the question, can I... Let me just say to our listening audience, brothers and sisters, in particular those that are Muslim or Christian, but if you know the Bible, if you know in the New Testament, Jesus said that it was expedient that he go away. For if he go not away, the Spirit of truth could not come to us. See? Jesus talked about not him returning, but someone coming in his name. See? And Jesus said, my enemies will be his enemy. And all I'm asking, look at Farrakhan, look at Jesus. Who is Jesus' enemy? Who is Farrakhan's enemy? See? If you just take a look at it and say, my God, even if you don't say he is the Jesus of this time, you could at least say, my God, the Jews had a beef with Jesus. The Jews of the day got a beef with Louis Farrakhan. The media called the scribes of that day had a beef with Jesus, writing all kind of lies and misinformation. The media today got a beef with Farrakhan. The government, see, the Roman authorities who murdered Jesus, huh, grabbed him. When Pontius Pilate turned his back, the government feared the Jesus of that day. They feared that kingdom he was talking about. Do the government of America support Farrakhan, huh, in the Nation of Islam, the greatest reformer of black men and women, of any human being you can find on the planet, a man who changed our lives, Brother James? Shoot, we were dope diddles, brother. We were dope fellas. We were womanizers, but we found Farrakhan and we changed our life. Ain't no other organization can change the life of human beings like Minister Farrakhan. But why is he hated? What has he done? And I just wanted to lay that too as a backdrop. See, this man Farrakhan has a healing in his wings. He have a spiritual healing for the blind. He has a spiritual healing for the deaf and a spiritual healing for the dumb, that when that man speaks, a dumb man can see and hear what he's saying. See, a blind man can say, I see what you're saying, Brother Farrakhan. I never saw it like that before. He is the premier leader, brothers and sisters, not to be worshipped. No, we can't worship our brother, but he has proven himself that he is worthy to lead us out of this hell of a situation we find ourselves in here in the hell of North America. That's what makes Minister Farrakhan, to me, the modern-day Jesus. But like that Jesus, he went to his own, and his own received him not. See, he spoke truth, the scriptures say, into the darkness of their mind, but they could not comprehend it. So God started chastising the Roman authorities. See, Jesus was captured under the Roman authority. Rome is in Europe. He's saying Caucasian. So, you know, all praise is due to it. I just wanted to give that so to us as notes to take that this ain't about emotionalism. Don't get emotional. This is mathematics. Is there any similarity to Louis Farrakhan and Jesus? Is there any similarity to Moses and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Jesus? In fact, Minister Farrakhan touches the lives of many prophets, fulfilling some of the things they prophesied would happen in the last day. It's all there. It's all there. And I pray to God that I'm blessed to hold on to the mantle and don't turn on him and don't turn into a disbeliever, that I can grow to be a disciple, and from a disciple turn into an apostle, of which we are right now being trained for apostleship, and we'll talk about that through Dianetics.
All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Brother Tony. And that leads us into our next question we'd like to pose to you regarding this figure called Christ, this one named Jesus. You know, I believe, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is making it abundantly clear, that there is much confusion as to the person and purpose of the Christ, who he was, who he is, and what, in fact, he is going to do upon his return. Many of our Christian brothers and sisters believe that he's coming to bring peace and unity. However, the scriptures, particularly that scripture that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan quoted in the ninth installment of the lecture series, The Time and What Must Be Done, this was in Luke 12, the 49th verse. And I'll read some of it, and then I'd like you, Brother Minister Tony, if you would, to expand on what these scriptures are actually saying. It reads, I come to send fire on the earth. This is put in the mouth of the Jesus. And what will I if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. And I'll stop right there and pose the question, Brother Minister, why would this Christ, whom everyone expects, or many expects to come and unite the people in his name, why would he bring division?
Thank you, dear brother. Well, first of all, we have to ask ourselves, why is it in the theology schools of this world Why do they give us the weakest aspect of Jesus, and why would they teach that Jesus will be coming to unite this world in a way of peace? Well, peace is what it ultimately will get to, but it's not going to get to peace without some division, and a war will take place. And so that's what Jesus is talking about in this particular scripture. He said that when he comes back, brother, he's coming back with a sword. And when he's finished with his work, the blood will be running up to the horse's bridle. But there will be a man coming at the end of time like Jesus, see, who will be speaking truth in a similar situation that the Jesus of 2,000 years ago was in. Remember, Jesus of 2,000 years ago was in Rome. 2,000 years ago, America is not here. 2,000 years later, America is here. Well, who's running America? Them same Roman people, the same Caucasian people. Well, who are we following in America? Who is black people following? We don't look to Jesus. We don't look to God. We look to the White House. We look to the Congress. We look to the Senate. We talk Jesus, but we look to the president who's sitting in the seat of Caesar, the Roman authorities in a modern day, see, where America has caused mischief and the shedding of blood all over the earth. But a man will be in her midst like Jesus was in the midst of Europe, speaking truth to his people and whoever here, Minister Farrakhan, see. I think Brother Jihad has a group of brothers around the computer listening to us today. And when truth, let's say you're listening to the minister via webcast, and you should listen to his webcast every Saturday. I think it's at 4 o'clock every Saturday on the East Coast. And when Minister Farrakhan is teaching, and those who are listening, if five is listening, two is believing, three is disbelieving. See? Brothers and sisters come to the mosque from the Christian church. They hear this teaching. They believe it. They go back home and get whooped on for believing. See? See? They're not hated. See? Because if you was with the real Jesus, you would be hated for his name's sake. I don't know, but one man in America, we're not hated for Jesse Jackson's sake. We're not hated for Al Sharpton's sake. We're hated when we say we follow Minister Farrakhan, see, because he's speaking that truth in America. See, that's why I say take that scripture, superimpose it over America. What man is challenging the government and challenging us and speaking truth? Some believe, some don't believe. Some say, man, Farrakhan going to get you killed. You already dead following America. No, Farrakhan is going to bring you to life. You said that with King. You said that with Malcolm X. You said you want to liberate it. You say no justice, no peace, and you run right back to the peace breaker and put your mind under foreign occupation. See? Our minds have been foreignly occupied by a foreign government and people who put false ideas in our head about the reality of God, and so we're twisted. So when a man like Farrakhan stand up and speak the truth, that truth divides the liar from the truth. Huh? The ones who want to be saved from the ones who want to go down with this world. See? That's what that represents. Jesus ain't no wimp. Jesus ain't coming here, brother, to line up people who is against the word of God. Jesus wouldn't allow you to be around him and be a liar. Jesus would not allow you to be around him and you, a man kissing on a man, woman kissing on a woman. Not around Jesus. He ain't building that kind of kingdom. And those kinds of people is not going with him. It ain't going to happen. It ain't written nowhere. And anybody who try to force that is the devil himself. See? So all of us have to clean up. Minister Tony Muhammad got to clean up for that kingdom, because that Jesus who coming, brother, he said two will be lying in the bed. I'm going to take one and leave the other. Two would be pressing wine at the wine mill. I'm going to take one and leave the other. Two would be in the field working. I'm going to take one and leave the other. Wait a minute. That don't sound like no uniter to me. It does on one end. He's uniting the righteous, getting them away from the wicked. And the Holy Quran said, on that day, we will not be keeping uncongenial company, brother. See? So I'm trying to get myself ready for the kingdom. And I got a ways to go yet myself, because I can't even say I am a perfect reflection yet of that which Jesus is talking about bringing, because I got to continue to hear more truth to continue to burn away the demonic effect that this world has had on me. So he ain't no Jesus coming talking about let's get together and let's build a world. No, he going to separate murderers from saviors, liars from those who speak the truth, brother. And I don't think it's nobody up in the White House that ain't a liar.
Come on, Brother Tony.
Nobody.
All praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir.
So God is not going to integrate the wicked with the righteous, the oppressed with the oppressor. Well, if he's going to do that, then why would I spend all of this time trying to be righteous? Hell, if I know he's going to accept the wicked too, then I could have kept keeping my wickedness on. I should have kept pushing no, misusing women. What is the reward? If the wicked going to get the reward of the righteous, hell, I don't want a heaven like that. No, sir, then it ain't real. But that ain't the truth, brother. And I fear that many black people is going to go down with America, brother. We're going to see all of the prophecies of old will come back, brother. There's a new Moses on the scene that's trying to take us to the promised land. It's all going to be realized in a few days.
Thank you, beloved.
I'm sorry for having all this energy. And I hope I'm not
brother,
shouting
please.
And yelling.
Don't
I'm not
apologize,
to...
brother, please. There's no apology necessary. We love this passion, this spirit, and we love the truth, the delineation of the truth from falsehood. This is what we need to hear, and I want to stay on that subject of Jesus, because he is, in fact, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has made, again, so abundantly clear, the central figure of this whole drama of one world going out and another going in. There are scriptures in the Bible, and we're going to stay in the Bible by the grace of Allah, that will cause one to misunderstand, one of which is that most famous and well-known scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. This seems to be a contradiction. On the one hand, the Bible teaches us that God or Jesus is preaching the destruction of this world. And then on the other hand, he's preaching the love of this world. Can you give us a better understanding of that scripture that we might be rightly guided, Brother Minister?
Well, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in this 8-week lecture series, thank you for that, he cleared that for us, and I will tell you what I remember him saying of that particular scripture, that God so loved the world, that God so loved the world, that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Well, as you said, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, it's a contradiction. How can God or the scripture condemn this world and talk about the destruction of this world? How can he love something he's going to destroy? That ain't the world. This is not the world God is talking of. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to us, when you hear God use the definite article, the world, he's talking about a world that have not yet come in, not this one. He's talking about the world, that kingdom that he's going to usher in through a particular man. See? So it's not that he loved this world. He wouldn't give a dog to this world. But the world that he's going to usher in, that will be the kingdom on earth. That's the world that he loves. And he have a spiritual son. And my humble judgment is he is the battle cry. He is the trumpet that's being blown that will help to usher in that world, this system of things. See? The mindset, this system, this world is the mind of white supremacy. God is not going to establish no kingdom on white supremacy. And not only white people have that mind, many black people have the mind of a white supremacy. You don't have to be white to have a mind like that. The mind of a white supremacist is one who devalues the ethnicity or the color of darker people on the earth. He devalues their life. Well, look at the gang members. They devalue a black life. See? A gang member ain't nothing but a modern-day black Klan. And that's why the Grand Wizard of the Klan wrote a letter to gang members thanking them for having their mindset. See? So the mindset of a white supremacy think that white is a badge of honor and being dark is a badge of shame. It's degraded. And we are the only race of people that through our music we degrade our women. We degrade each other. You don't hear the Japanese calling his woman the B word. You don't hear the Chinese rapping about his woman as a H. You don't hear no other civilized people doing that. We're the only people that's carrying out the mind of white supremacy. And God is not going to establish his kingdom on that, dear brother, but the people who have suffered in this world. And I don't think if your audience is listening, this is no put down of Caucasian people. Some of you are suffering too, but not at the rate that we are suffering. We, as Jesus has described, we're that bottom rail that he talked about that will be turned to the top. Those that are last shall be first. See? All over the planet, the black man is at the bottom. He's at the bottom of consciousness. He's at the bottom of intelligence. We're at the bottom when it comes to health and economics. We are the worst. But it's from that people, see? That stone, that black stone that the builders have rejected will become the head cornerstone of a new kingdom. So look around the world and see what people have been rejected when it comes to nation building. See, that's us, man. We're languishing in the streets. We're languishing in our own ignorance. Nobody give 2 cents for us or our faults, but God do. God say, I'm going to take a foolish people and I'm going to vex the wise, brother. Well, here we are. We foolish as hell. Here we are, we crazy as hell. Here we are, we hungry as hell. Here we are, we broke as hell. Well, God is going to take a people like that who everybody despised and rejected. No, brother, God so loved the world that he's bringing in. See, the only begotten son from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is Louis Farrakhan. See?
Yes, sir.
He said, wherever he say, go, go. Wherever he say, stay away from, stay away from. He will get you there. He gave him to us to bring in the world that God will come to love. Not this one. It ain't not. No one listening to me on phone or by computer can tell me that God's going to love America. I can prove it to you that God don't like America. God hates this country for what she has done with her foreign policies. In fact, her biggest crime is what she did to black people, and we are 400 years in this country, 100 and some odd years out of slavery, and he did not restore us. We have not been repaired. See? So God comes to make a new man and woman out of us. So no, brother. You know, and if you look at that scripture, even then, God don't beget no son. like that, like the Christians think of it, Jesus was not the only begotten son. You can go to the book of Psalms. He said David was the begotten son. Well, if Jesus was his only son, what was Adam? If Jesus was his only son, he said, Seth is my firstborn son. Then he said in another scripture, you know, ye are all God's children of the Most High God. He says in another place, here, all of us is his sons and daughters.
That's right.
We got to get off being stuck on stupid.
Come on,
see? God don't forget in no physical manner, but in a spiritual manner and a mental manner, he can transfix another man and beget that man to do his mission. Because God line is ain't bloodline. It ain't from his loins. It's from his mind.
That's right. That's right.
So that's my understanding, dear brother. You got me fired up, man. I'm standing up like I'm at a pulpit.
Yes, sir, beloved. And that's exactly what we want to happen, Brother Tony. There's so many that are wrapped up in the scriptures, and the misunderstanding of its parables, its allegories and metaphors. And therefore, it is critical that we get a right understanding, and then we can walk rightly. And I agree with you that the right direction is being in lockstep with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. What you mentioned from the parables in the Bible, the stone that the builders rejected has become the headstone of the corner. As we look at the condition of our youth, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had recited both in his great keynote address in our recent Sages Day celebration as well as in these installments of the time and what must be done, the alarming statistics relating to our youth. They are locked out, left out, despised, rejected, and criminalized. And so I'd like you to talk on the importance, if you will, of our youth standing up for truth and understanding their value and their importance in the whole scheme of things and in the scheme of the plan of Almighty God, Allah, to establish a new world, a new kingdom, and heaven on earth. So, Brother Minister, if you would, you have the floor, sir.
Well, thank you. Well, Brother, thank you. See, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to us, see, he have a different observation of our youth. He said, this is the best generation we have ever produced. Oh, my God. Listen at that. He said, brother, they are the strongest, the wisest. They think fast on their feet. They're the best we have ever produced. He said, I know it may not look like it. See? It may not look like it because they don't want what their mothers and fathers want. In fact, it's hard to control their thinking and where they're going because they are born with the same spirit of God. They don't really realize they don't want this world. See? And Isaiah the prophet, he saw this happening in Isaiah 42 and 22. See? Isaiah said that his people in the last day will be robbed and spoiled, hidden in prison houses. See, our youth, because the Caucasians, the wise ones of them, the wickedly wise, they know the time. They know who Minister Farrakhan is. They know what this generation, they know who they are. They're born, they're brave, they're courageous. See, they do things in the open that you and I would hide doing. They refuse to be hypocritical. See, and so the minister say, they are just like misguided sheep. But how would they know except they have a teacher? See? But the youth, these ain't no youth that anybody can come and teach. These youth got to feel your behind. They don't want no weak, faggot punk standing up in front of them, brother.
That's right.
They want a man because they can read you. They are not dumb. They are not crazy. They have learned a sense of perception from the streets, and they can tell when you're trying to be Willie Slick on them. See, they can go into the classroom with discernment and see that the teacher don't even really believe what she's teaching. And when he don't see himself in the history book, when he don't see himself in the science, he don't want none of that. So now these youth, they are ripened now, see, for the right Christ-like man to come before them, see. And when the right Christ, when that right figure stand up and they hear his voice, see, the scriptures say, my sheep knows my voice. And it's going to be the vibration of the truth coming from the mouth of Minister Farrakhan that's going to strike them at the equator of their mind. And you will find them moving at a terrific speed, 1,037 and a third miles per hour. See, when they hear the real piper, they're going to dance the right dance. See, when they hear the right rhythm from the music, they're going to sing a nice song. They just need to hear Minister Farrakhan. And those of us who follow him, who have his spirit, the youth are ready, brother. God is preserving them for that Jesus fella in a modern context, brother. And I'm telling you right now, if there are any youth that are listening to me, don't let nobody tell you about Minister Farrakhan or the Nation of Islam. You go and listen to him for yourself, because your truth is your truth. See, your homie can't be your reality of truth. You got to be the reality of truth. When you want to know something, you go yourself. You don't send somebody. What if he's your enemy? See, but this is the best generation, dear brother, we have ever produced. And that's why when the youth are seen coming in companies and in ranks, this enemy knows, man, it's over with. No, brother, the youth of America are being preserved for the truth, the black youth. Because right now they got everybody following them. The white youth are following our black youth. Anything they do, the whole world try to do what the young blacks in America are doing. They got power in Japan, power in China, power in Australia, in craziness. Boy, you wait till they get the truth. You wait till they hear this teaching. See?
Yes, sir.
You're gonna hear a new song, brother. I know what I'm looking at when I'm looking at these youth, brother. They are the Joshua generation. They ain't no joke. They ain't nothing to be played with. And even though they come from our loins, even though they come out of our womb, you're not their maker, brother. God was with them in the womb, decoding them already. So if their mother is crazy, she won't have no sway over these babies. God got them. It may not look like it. They may look like junk right now. Well, that's what he said he was going to get. He was going to take a foolish people and make them wise, brother. A peculiar people. See? That's us. Despise you. Here they are. See? Brother Jihad got them rolling with him. And there are many in the ranks of the Nation of Islam who's ready to mount up and take a hold of this leadership and be those voices that will reach our youth, brother. It is about to happen. The beckoning order and the Spirit of God is about to move upon the face of the deep, and our youth will stand up. It's happening in L.A., brother. The gangs of L.A., as a result of the minister sending us to the streets, there's over 490 different gang sets, and we have 300 now under a new organization called the United Hood Nation from the minister.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Who said he's the only man that they trust. They don't trust no other leader, because Minister Farrakhan is consistent and they can feel him. It's a beautiful thing. I cry when I hear them talk. See? So we gonna be all right, brother. I ain't worried about nothing, because I know God is in control of all of this. We're walking off the page of scripture. And see, when the youth see themselves in the Bible, they'll pick it up more.
Yes, sir.
See, they got this thing on History Channel now trying to distort it, putting all these white images of Joshua and of David and all of this crap. They don't want that. But if they knew that those figures were real black men, see?
Come on, brother.
This is the fruit. This is the generation that is born to settle the score. And brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about when I say settle the score. I'm not talking about out of no hatred and no vitriol. Don't get that out of your head. Get that out of your head. Because the hatred that we have is the Negroes that we have become. We got to have hatred for lies that's in our head. Murder that. Hatred for killing one another. Murder that kind of attitude. Hatred for black man hating another black man. Murder that. Hatred for not having jobs. Hatred for not having factories. Hatred for not having our own schools. See, hate that. And then let's now turn after we murder that. See, let's set up our own independent school. Chinese in L.A. got a town. Koreans got a town. Jews got their own section of town. Ethiopians got their own section of town. Little Cambodia got their section. Hell, where's ours?
Yes, sir.
See? And when you get the truth to these youth at 14, 15, when you put that kind of teaching in them and show them how to get it done, they got it. They got it, brother. All we got to do is get it to them, get out of their way, stop trying to make them worship us and point them to God and point them to God's man. Brother, they will. Oh, my God, brother. I'm so fired up, man. I'm telling you. But thank you. Next question.
And dear brother, I can guarantee you that fire is igniting the spirit in me, and I'm sure in Sister Gidget and Brother Jihad, who is being very silent, but we want to bring him in on this dialogue, as well as our beloved Sister Gidget Muhammad. We want to hear from you, dear sister. We're not going to permit you to sit in silence. Come on and join the dialogue. And we also want to encourage Brother Jihad. I hope that he is on listening.
Yes, he is listening, and I'm going to yield because I am not going to come behind Minister Tony. That is not going to happen. I'm just sitting over here with my fire extinguisher in case the phone blow up. But we do have a question in queue from area code 203, and then I will yield to the distinguished gentleman from Tampa if he dare come behind Minister Tony. But hold on. We're going to open up the line. Area code 203, your mic is live. You have a question for Minister Tony?
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Gidget. This is Brother Chris Muhammad from Hammer Magazine.
Oh, wa alaikum salam.
Alaikum salam, brother.
I'm doing quite well. Praise is due to Allah. Yes, we're going to have to talk at another time. I know we haven't been in touch, but I do plan on getting in touch. I don't really have a question. I needed some energy, and I looked on Facebook, and Sister Gidget said that Minister Tony was online. I said, well,
wow.
The station I could stop into right now. Considering what I've been going through lately. But brother, I want to say, man, you know, being a student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the leadership of Minister Farrakhan is the best place for any one of us to be today. And I thank you for doing your job on this line and helping the minister to reignite the flame in the hearts of our people as you do all around the world and all through these digital and optical vibrations. And dear Sister Gidget, please get in contact with me pretty soon. And Brother James, brother, I've been looking for you too. So
yes, sir, beloved.
With that said, I just want to thank you so much for the energy. I lost a good friend of mine just last week, and I needed a wake-up call. And Brother Tony, you were right on time, brother.
All praises due to Allah, brother. Brother, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Chris Muhammad. I'm the publisher for Hammer Magazine.
Yes, sir. Let me, brother, you
you didn't lose your friends. You gained them. You did not lose them. You know, he dropped that body, and he was not in there. But the energy of him can neither be created nor destroyed.
Yes, sir.
It's there, dear brother. Those who die are slain in the way of God. Never consider them as dead. Because, see, if you start thinking they're dead and they are associated with death and you love him, you, dear brother, you don't want to have a life continuum of that, see, because you don't want to have no agreement with death.
That's right.
We don't make no agreements with death, see. In fact, our agreement with hell that many of us have made is going to be disannulled. You, brother, can never die. You.
That's right.
I ain't going to never die.
Come on.
Never. Never. We've been around for 76 trillion years, brother. I'll just pick up another body at another day in time. But we ain't going to never die. So your friend is living in you. So go out in his name, brother, and put life in others.
Yes, sir.
May Allah bless you, man.
Thank you, big brother.
You're welcome. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, right. Brother Chris. And Brother Chris.
I have a question. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, Brother Chris, you certainly, dear brother, could get whatever information of contact you need or for contact that you need of me from Sister Gidget. She'll be glad to share it with you. I am honored that you have participated in this show and are participating in this show. And I want to thank you, Brother Minister Tony. You don't have to apologize, brother. I was praying for this kind of passion, this spirit, and this teaching. And I hope that our young brothers and sisters are listening. And I'd like to invite again and encourage Brother Jihad. I know you're there, brother. We're not going to permit you to sit in silence. Come on in and join this fiery dialogue, brother.
Okay, Minister James, we have one more question on the line, and then I'm going to bring Brother Jihad in. Okay, area code 678, your mic is live. Area code 678.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brother Minister Tony Muhammad, this is Ray Muhammad from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, brother.
Yes,
all
sir.
Praises due to Allah, dear brother. How you doing? Brother James,
I'm one of those
young students that Allah blessed me to bring in, and I raised him, and he's one of those spiritual children of mine that I'm responsible for.
Oh, praise be to Allah. I believe I know Brother Ray.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I do know you, dear brother.
What's going on, Brother Ray? Talk to us.
Thank you so much, Brother Minister. I have a question for you in line with the youth of our nation and the social media. Could you speak on that and the pitfalls, the dangers, and the snares that some of us sometimes can get caught up in and posting relationship statuses and things that the devil can use against the Nation of Islam and the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, sir?
You're saying, what is my advice when it comes to the social media? Is that what you're saying? Run that by me again.
Yes, sir. Could you speak? My question is, could you speak to the youth, and the youth that's listening on the dangers of social media and the effect that it can have if used negatively?
Thank you. Well, the thing that I would have to say to every youth before you really jump into this pool called social media is make sure that you have a thorough knowledge of who you are, yourself, and make sure that you are firmly rooted in God. And why is it that you would even venture out into this thing called social media? We all have to be careful, dear Brother Ray, because our mind
is likened to the womb of a woman. And so when you got inflow, when you got all this information flowing in, we have to be very careful, because the wickedly wise, brother, can formulate words and tweets, and they can formulate all the beautiful kind of words and put on a pretty face online and all of that crap. That don't mean nothing. See? So all of us have to walk our post in a perfect manner, keeping always on the alert. Now, if you are a youth where you are led by your lower desire, you're already trapped. But if you are a youth who are led, see, by your horizontal plane, where you're standing on your square, you'll be able to discern bull crap from what is real, because that's not what you're looking for. But if you are weak, if you're easily tantalized by beautiful pictures or by sweet-sounding words, it don't mean a thing. See? So it's all in what one is looking for. And all I can say to all of us who have children, too, if you have trained them up in the way that they should go, don't worry about our children. See, because when you put out the energy of worry, you're also helping to guide them to that which you are worrying about. Put it in the hands of Allah. He's controlling all of this stuff, social media, tweets. He's in control of it all. But I'm saying that the Satan, the devil, he's lying in wait. And he said, I will come at you in your straight path. See, I will come from before you and from behind you, from your left side and from your right side. This is the devil talking. See, and we cannot, if we ain't with Allah, we cannot outdo the devil. And so we have to be careful of the wickedly wise, slick, wicked serpent who drop wicked seeds about our teaching, about our leader. See, because the devil said, I'm going to go after them, Farrakhan. He is that woman in the book of Revelation, because this enemy know they can't hurt Minister Farrakhan. See, right. But the woman that was in that book, he was the dragon. When he saw he couldn't get her, he turned after the remnant of her seed. See, her seeds represent his spiritual followers. So now the dragon is after our youth. See? And if he get us, you will not be able to blame the devil. Because the devil, brother, will stand up in the courtroom of God and tell you, blame me not. I had no power over you, but the power you gave me. See?
That's right.
Farrakhan was a sincere advisor to you. Me, I promise you, and I fell on that promise. See? So it's all in what you're looking for, brother. And I would say to you that if our youth get trapped out there in social media because they could not think above their navel, then that's the trap Allah wanted them to get caught in. I pray that if it's by his will and his grace, if they do get caught, I pray that he's able to loosen those who deserve to come out of it.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, and you are absolutely correct. But don't worry. Don't you? If you got children, I have children, brother. I don't worry about none of them. Minister Farrakhan said, don't you worry about your children. These youth who follow me, brother, he said, even if they are going wrong, they're going to run into some and they'll come back.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They'll come back. Hell, did we stray off? Hell yeah.
Yes,
I strayed off. I had to be brought back. And I'm so-called Minister Tony. Come on now. We did not fall from heaven, so we can't stand in front of them like we some self-righteous angels. No, brother. Ray, me and you grew up right out of hell, brother.
Yes, sir. That's right.
See? So when they make a mistake, we got to be like the prodigal son's father. See?
Yes, sir.
They may go out and live a riotous life. They're going to run into something. They're going to realize I had it better when I was in the nation, man. I think I'm going to turn home and go back. And when we see them coming, see,
come on,
do we frown? No, we run to them. and we kiss them, brother, on their neck, and we break out not a fatty calf, but we'll just be vegetarians and break out a fatty cabbage.
Good ahead, brother, minister. Yes,
and
sir.
Put a star and crescent ring on their finger, brother. I don't care if a sister go out and turns into prostitution when she comes back to this truth, man. That's our baby. That's our sister. She's ready to come back in the house and say, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. See? Our children can't make it off of our Islam, Brother Ray. They got to make it on their own.
Yes, sir.
It's only so long you can keep them training wheels on, brother. You have to push that bike one final time and let that child ride off in the wild blue yonder. Just know and pray that you put enough in them that when they run into a negative situation, even if they get caught, they know to call us. So, but you're right. I warn the youth, be very careful on this social media, because everybody that say assalamu alaikum ain't cool.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ray, for your question. And area code 904, we're going to get to you, but we're going to bring in Brother Jihad Amos Muhammad from Tampa, Florida. Brother Jihad, you've been so silent. Are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Now, you know I have no lightning against that thunder.
Right?
That's my man. That's my big brother. That's my big uncle. That's my friend. I love him so much. So much.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a representation of what the Quran says in regards to assisting each other towards truth and being patient, you know. First, let me seek refuge in Allah, in Him, from the rejected Satan, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. You know, whenever we are down, we should always have someone we can call on.
Yes, sir.
Ability to pick us up by the permission and leave of Allah. I just drove to the house. I was sitting as the line began with a few of the soldiers. And when Brother Tony said, and Brother Jihad sitting at the computer with the brothers, that's exactly where he was.
And wow.
The brother say, he looked at me like, how you know? You know? I'm looking at him like, I don't know how you know, but I had just dropped my mom off to the house. And, you know, but all praise is due to Allah. I just thank Allah for a good student, for a studious student, as Minister James and as Brother Student Minister Tony Muhammad. Because he's been so helpful to me in my growth and development in the name of Master Farad Muhammad. So I salute you. I original salute you. I take my hat off to you, brother, and thank you for being there whenever I needed you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Jihad. Man, that brother, he's so humble, but behind that humility is a very, very powerful being. And God has blessed this brother Jihad. He has an innate ability. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to me, brother, some people are trained to be good stewards of God. Some are born to do it. They just native to it. And in my humble judgment, dear brother, you are one of those entities, one of those beings who are native to attracting other young men. And when they come to you, you don't bring them to you. You are like a shepherd who's helping a master herder bring sheep into line with the Son of God, brother. And I thank Allah for you, because it's not that I'm helping to teach or guide or train you. Your questions that you ask, see, help to train me. And we are in exchange. It's never me giving you and you not giving back. Because anytime there is not an exchange, when one man is giving and the other man is not exchanging, that means one is a thief.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always in exchange with you, brother, because I know what I'm looking at. By the help and permission of Allah, you are a giant, as well as student minister, Brother James Muhammad. We haven't even got the best of him yet. And dear Sister Gidget, I'm telling you, you are a media warrior and goddess. And it's something about the feminine aspect of God, see, that you put us in a situation where we're in a womb. See, and that's what the woman do. You like a womb. So now we're on a computer networking system guided by you because you heard a word. Now we're all in exchange. We're great anchor points for one another. So I'm thankful, man. I'm humble. Brother Jihad, you are a warrior. And I thank you for what you're doing for them babies. I look at what you do online. Don't think I'm not watching. And if I could ever be of any service, brother, I'm just a phone call away and a flight away from coming in to assist you to help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and all the believers in that Tampa, Florida area, man. I'm telling you, it's some of the best energy in the world is in that area. So thank you. Thank you, dear brother. Are there any other questions?
I know that Minister James may have a lineup, but the phones are lit up. So at this time, Brother James, I'm taking your lead. We have a couple of more questions. So do you want to pose a question to Minister Tony and get them later, or you want to take them now?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'd like to take them now. We heartily encourage participation from our listening audience. Please let them in.
Yes,
sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Area code 904, your mic is live. Area code 904. Okay, going once, going twice. Area code 904. Okay. Area code 773, somebody from Chi-Town is on the line. Your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Brother Daniel.
Yes, yes, ma'am. How's the panel?
Wonderful.
Everyone
thank Allah.
Sir.
Yes, I want to make this statement. I was blessed to talk with a brother who's a barber who always buy the Final Call newspaper. We had a beautiful conversation, you know, went reaching out to our people who are dying. Like, for example, like the six-month-old baby who had just passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using this as an example. You know, when we in the nation reach out to our people, you have some of our people who are like crabs in a barrel, who are quote unquote try to be bourgeois, try to pull our young people away from the truth. And I always say this. How can you say you love God whom you've never seen and hate your brother whom you see every day?
Beautiful.
And I always say, just like what the Lyrical Public Enemy say, don't tell me that you understand Farrakhan. Don't tell me that you the follower of Farrakhan. Don't tell me that you understand until you hear this man.
That's right.
Minister Farrakhan has been in the battlefield almost near 60 years. None of these other Negroes ain't been in the battlefield from day one. They just, like the song by James Brown, talking loud and saying nothing. And
yes, sir.
My family from the panel, keep putting this truth on this, putting on a new man. I'm thankful to a lot to hear you all, especially you, Minister Tony. I thank for you, brother, for doing out there in the Western region, sir.
Thank you, dear brother, for your stance, and thank you for what you do. You know, because what you do is the most important work of all the work we're doing. Every one of us in the nation, We are student ministers. We are messengers of God. Because
right.
we have the messenger on our hip in the way of that Final Call newspaper, see? And when you put that paper into the hands of the people, every time you do that, the death angels that are in Chicago, brother, move away clouds of sin from over you. So you keep up the good work yourself and live and have patience and have patience with our people. And we always argue in the best of manner. See? And I thank you for that, dear brother, because, see, you are those angels on the corner who will one day be directing the people, Islam this way, hell of America that way. See? So keep an open mind and continue to study and continue to grow, dear brother.
Thank you, sir.
Some You're welcome. Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam.
All right, I think that's it for right now. But let me remind all of the new callers that have called in that if you have a question, press 1 on your dial pad. And for those of you who are in the chat room, if you have a question, please type it in and I will ask it on your behalf. But you may proceed, Brother James.
Thank you, dear sister, and proceed by the grace of Allah, we shall. You know, Brother Tony, Brother
yes.
Minister Tony, and Brother Jihad, and all of you who are listening, particularly of our youth, you know, we've known for quite some time that there have been many that have sat in silence, but in agreement with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and what that man has been teaching us over these many years, these several decades. Well, it's time now, as you see Brother Jihad emerge and express his leadership gift, as you see Minister Tony firing up these lines and the people who are on these lines and calling our people together, again, particularly our youth, it's time now to get up, to stand up, and come out of secrecy and boldly stand in your support of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We need you, our young brothers and sisters. You are the new ministers. You are the new captains. You are the new laborers. You are the new leaders. And we're calling to you today to come on up and make your bold stance in support of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. There's an army out there. And Brother Jihad, that's what makes you so critical. And that's what makes you so important. We appreciate your humility. But dear brother, you are invaluable, immeasurably important, dear brother. And keep up. I want to just encourage you as we hurtle towards the conclusion of this show, and the time is just rolling away. But Brother Tony, again, I want to turn it back over to you. I just wanted to make that call and that exhortation, if you don't mind. But Brother Tony, I want to turn the mic back over to you, dear brother. And I'd also like to say to our listening audience that Brother Tony, Brother Minister Tony, is a multifaceted representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And as the minister is guiding us into a new expression, I would say a new gradient of the resurrection work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the title and term Dianetics. Brother Minister Tony is recognized affectionately by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as the bridge. And, of course, we know the bridge, a bridge is that which closes the gap or allows one to move over a gap from one extreme to another or from one idea to another. Minister Tony is known to us as that bridge. Now, many might be a bit befuddled, and many might be a bit cloudy
as to the direction the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has taken in guiding us to this most important technology, Dianetics. And as you are the bridge, Brother Minister Tony, I would like at this time, as we move toward our close, for you to share with us something of the importance of Dianetics, the motivation of the minister leading us to Dianetics in this resurrection work, and the benefit of Dianetics. And I'll leave it right there in your hands, Brother Minister.
Well, thank you so much, Brother James, for that. You know, this thing, Dianetics and the Church of Scientology, out of which Dianetics has come. You know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to us from his teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that great man who came from the East, Master Farad Muhammad, was in and out of America for 20-some-odd years before he made himself known to us. And he taught and sat with many men and women of all different races. He said that he was a master scientist, Master Farad Muhammad, that great Mahdi, you know, of the Muslim world and Messiah of the Christian world, a man who was born in the East and was sent to save us. He is that one Jesus was talking about when he said, as lightning shines from the East, even unto the West, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And wherever the eagle is, the symbol of America is the eagle, there the carcass shall be. See, the carcass of the remains of a body that used to have life in it, that used to have energy in it, that used to move, walk, and talk. Well, that's talking about us spiritually. We're talking about the spiritual and mental remains of a once great people. Here we are, see, under the sting of an eagle in America. So that man, when he came, Farad Muhammad, see, he came, his mother was a woman, as the minister taught us. Go back and listen to that series. He was a man specially prepared to come after us, to resurrect us, to find one from among us, and that man is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Come on,
now, this man, Farrakhan, in my humble opinion, I ain't here to argue with nobody. I can just show you every parallel. He is the Jesus type in our midst today.
Come on.
And at a certain point in the work of Jesus, Jesus knew that his detractors were going to come after him. Jesus, was being trained and taught directly from God. Jesus was evolving to the point where Jesus was able to tune in on the thinking of the Roman authorities.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus knew that at a certain point, he's going to have to leave this work and go to his Father and leave the rest of the work for his disciples. But he knew his disciples was in bad spiritual and mental shape themselves.
Come on, Brother Minister.
They all wasn't ready. In fact, many of them was basking in the power of Jesus. They was cheering on Jesus like the bench was cheering on Michael Jordan, and the bench didn't realize it was time for them to go in the game and win a game. And Michael Jordan, he had to sit down. The bench didn't know what to do because they wasn't in that light. Well, Jesus also said that there's another fold that is not of my flock that is with me. There are other folds. See, we can't be so stupid, we can't be so ignorant that now we want to be like the Arabs and we want to be like the Jews, that when God brought them out of a hell of a condition, they think they're the only ones, they think they're so divine that now everybody got a sniff on up there behind. No, man. Master Farad Muhammad came in point number 12, brother, to set up a universal government wherein all can live in peace. Every race, creed, or color. And because we have suffered the worst,
We are prepared, man, to be the new rulers. And even white people will fare well under our rule, but we have to be cleaned up.
Yes.
So Jesus says it like this. I'm talking about Dianetics. Because, see, take the word. See, Dianetics. Dia meaning through. Netics, the mind. Mm. Something is going to happen through the mind. Well, did Jesus say that? Yeah. Jesus said, be ye reformed or transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind.
Yes, sir.
That something has to happen to our mind. Why do something have to happen to our mind? Because I said to you earlier, look at black people in America. Look at Mexicans in America. See? They came here from their own country. They didn't come out of the bondage that we were in. But they come over here and allow white supremacy to set up occupation in their mind. In our mind, we have taken on the same mindset as our oppressor. We do each other like they did us in slavery. He beat the hell out of us in slavery and got us under his control. We think we're supposed to do that now to get somebody under our control. So Minister Farrakhan saw something in Dianetics.
Come on.
He saw Dianetics as a tool. Because in our lessons to the Muslims, this is how you defend that. So don't trip out because we go to the Church of Scientology to learn some wisdom. Minister Farrakhan said, wherever truth is being taught, man, we confront truth. We don't care where it's being taught. If it's being taught on the garbage can, hell, I will go to hear some truth. If I have to go to China to get something or get some technology or get some tools that's going to help black people, because I went to China and got it, it don't make me no Chinese.
Come on, beloved. Come on.
Because I study the organizational skill native to an ant, and I take and I watch, I observe the ant like a scientist, and I see what an ant do to build his kingdom, and I study that, I write it down, put it in a coded way to bring it back to black people. Hell, it don't make me no ant because I studied what the ant do to survive. Hell, some of us went to Florida State. That don't make you no Seminole. Because you went to Georgia Tech, that don't make you no Ramblin' Wreck.
Come on, we see something.
We saw something. He saw something at the Church of Scientology, man. Because he know, dear family, that the germ of a lie. Let me tell you what a lie is. A lie is a germ. Go look up the word germ. See? Germ. False ideas is a lie. Somebody tell you you the N-word. Somebody tell you you a gang member. Somebody telling you you everything. See? If God created us, and he did, when the white man manufactures something in the world or any other country, everything he manufactures a cell phone. And with that cell phone, he sends a manual with it to tell you how to work it so it works at its optimum level at all times. If he makes a car, in the dashboard is a manual. If it's a scooter, there's a manual. Well, God has a manual for the black man, but Caucasian people took that manual and altered it and hid it, and it will take a wise man to decode it now and give us a manual. And lastly, I say this, Brother James, in the Bible, it is written in the Bible that in the last day, this is where the war is going to take place. It ain't just going to be a geographical area. The Bible says in the last day, God and the devil will be fighting for the hearts and minds of the people. See? Now, Dianetics, at the Church of Scientology, we're taught in the Nation of Islam from the Book of Supreme Wisdom, see, that we are supposed to study the science of everything.
That's right.
See? But what is the science of the mind? Minister Farrakhan found that at the Church of Scientology, we believe that this man, L. Ron Hubbard, either met with our man, Master Farah Muhammad, or had some contact with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he developed a science that don't uses
medicine, and he taught by the way of Dianetics or auditing. An auditor is one who has been trained to listen. Let me stop right there. See, the disciples of Jesus.
Come on.
As long as Jesus was among them, they could not come into their power. His light was so bright, they faded in the power of his light. But when he ascended, the disciples became apostles. Now, you go study the science of the power of an apostle is one who can cast demons out of the people.
Teach, Minister. Teach, sir.
One who said to me, brother, I'm a rolling Crip. I'm a gang member. You're a demon, brother. God didn't make gang members. I'm an N-word. Come sit before me, brother. Let me go back into a time early in your life of some pain and discomfort, see? We are being trained with the tool of Dianetics. I can sit in front of any human being, brother, and whatever pain they have had in their life, because Minister Farrakhan has put that tool in our tool belt, I can sit in front of people, and now I know what a demon circuit is. I know when somebody is in somebody else's valence, and whoever dominated you in your life, when you get stressed out, you're going to become that dominating person to others. Well, Minister Farrakhan led us to a tool and a school of thought that absolutely works. I bear witness to it.
That's
huh?
Right. That's right.
I personally, Minister Tony Muhammad, man, I fell off my post. I went into a serious state of depression. And when you talk about the devil and God is fighting for the hearts and minds of our people, look at our youth. They are all, man, being hurled towards psychotropic drugs, mental health. Psychiatry is not a medical field, and 80% of all of our youth that is in foster care, brother, is on psych meds. See? You don't need a medicine for the pains that's going on in your mind, because in psychiatry, that DSM book, in psychiatry, that is not a medicine, because every medical field can boast that it has a victim and it proves that they have healed people in some kind of way. You go online right now and just type in to the psychiatrist medical field, the AMA. Have there ever been anybody in mental health that has been cured? They will tell you zero cure. See? So Dianetics, brother, see, the minister is giving us a tool, because our people is catching hell in America. It's pain in the streets of L.A. It's pain in the streets of Chicago. That mother and father who was changing that five-month-old baby and is shot 4 times, see? What is the trauma that that father and mother is suffering right now? Well, Minister Farrakhan's disciples, I can go to those people's home and sit in front of them, man, and get the pain of that experience off of their beingness. Because the pain, brothers and sisters, that's still wrapped up in our lives from yesterday, that pain is energy. That energy can never be created nor destroyed. So it sets up somewhere in our body, maybe near our kidneys, maybe near our hearts, killing us. But we are trained through auditing now on how to go after that pain so that it can be released and bring back to you life. So, brother, this is not about trying to become another religion.
Teach.
You know, I'm not trying to, I'm a Muslim. Always will be, always I'm going to be. But I'm never going to lie about where I get the knowledge from. See? So, I don't care what nobody thinks about the Church of Scientology. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, for white people to be saved, all of them need to go to the Church of Scientology.
That's right. That's right.
And we got the tool we need, so when the gang members, brother, who've been shot up, come to the mosque in a wheelchair, I can audit that brother. We was auditing a brother who got shot in the leg, who didn't have a feeling in his leg. The other week, we audited that brother for 8 hours, and he started getting feeling back in his leg. They told him he would never get feeling in his leg. He went in agreement with a doctor, and we broke that agreement.
Come on, beloved.
See? So, brother, that's where the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is guiding us, brother. We don't hate white people to the point to where they can't teach us, brother. Anything they got to offer us. The scriptures say, if you offer the righteous a glass of water, God will have mercy on you. I thank God for Mr. L. Ron Hubbard and the Church of Scientology and the tools that they have given to us, just like most of our people who graduate from these white colleges. You ain't saying nothing about the white books you read. Now, there ain't a book in America that ain't got some white author. Hell, all of us calling somebody white, some school of white thought. It ain't all wrong. So that's Dianetics. And I encourage, don't be afraid of wisdom. Don't be afraid of knowledge. Whoever the enemy is attacking is who we should support. Whoever he's supporting is who we should be weary of.
That's right. That's right.
So that's Dianetics in a nutshell, but it's all in our book of supreme wisdom. It's all in the Bible, brother. God wants to set up a universal government, you see, and there are many Caucasian people that's following Minister Farrakhan. Brother James, you know that. He shows
us
of letters of white people who want to join the nation. What's wrong with us being the ruler? Not no wicked ruler, righteous ruler. I will never do to white people what they did to us, brother. We're not going to have to, because wickedness is going to be off our planet. And the whites who do remain are going to be righteous. And this world will be a perfect world under God's rule. You'll see.
Come on, Brother Tony.
That's my spiel. Are there any questions?
Dear brother.
No.
Go ahead,
no,
Sister Gidget.
He's teaching so hard, if they had a question, they changed their mind because he answered already. So, no, but the phones are lit up and the chat room is full.
Oh, beautiful. The chat room, you say? See, I'm still getting used to this technology, Brother James. I'm sort of.
As am I, brother.
I got to catch up, Sister.
Yes,
I'm going to need your help and guidance on how to do some of this stuff, you know. But, brother and sister, let me say that the love that we have for our people have to be so powerful that we have to be willing to deny ourselves, you know. Deny ourselves that thing that most people strive for, because this is a day where I'm honored to brag on Minister Farrakhan. This is a day, brother, that I'm happy to be follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through his leadership. And I pray that on that day when the saints come marching in, I pray that I'm able to bring up the rear. So as we're going into this new kingdom, which there will be a new kingdom, and Minister Farrakhan at Savior's Day have asked us now, render unto Caesar what is Caesar and render unto God what is God. If 16 million black people who are working, he say, would just give me 35 cents a week, Texas is for sale. Arkansas is for sale. Mississippi is for sale. We got to have some of this earth, family, that we can call our own.
That's right.
See? What's wrong if we bought up 300 million acres of land in America and made it our own little area and set up manufacturing in America, employing our own? What's wrong with that? See? That's how Mr. Farrakhan is thinking. He's thinking, brother, how do we feed 40 million or more black people their daily bread? And he said that the messenger said of him, think for the whole, brother. Don't just think for the few who follow you. Think for the whole. And that's what we have to do. So to my Christian family, I don't say this alienating us from you. We blood of each other's blood and bone of each other's bone. Continue to be a Christian, but make sure everything you do and you study is in truth. Get away from the falsity that has been added to Christianity and take on the pure teaching
Jesus and Moses and Isaiah and all of the prophets of God and get away from the commercializing part that Satan put in that religion, as he's doing Islam. And don't some of us in Islam think that the religion is perfect? No, Prophet Muhammad said three generations after him will be of him. So we too have to be careful. No one is perfect. See, the best among us is he or she who want to be a servant, not somebody who wants your door open, you want your books carried, you want somebody to applaud for you. No, applaud for the little man
that's
in
right,
the mud.
That's
go
right.
to the streets and look at the suffering sisters in L.A., bro.